Arizona's Department of Child Safety has almost 19,000 kids in its care, and recently it established policies to accommodate LGBT youth in the system, with one group home leading the way. From Here and Now contributor KJZZ, Casey Kuhn reports.
On the door leading into 18-year-old Adrian Garcia's room, a pink ribbon sticker emblazoned with the word Prince and a crown greets visitors.
Like, it used to say princess, but I chopped the little end off.
Since Garcia entered foster care 4 years ago, he's stayed in 14 different places. He says he struggled to find a good fit and thinks a lot of that has to do with the fact that he is transgender.
Ultimately, whenever I was at a place that didn't accept or approve of my identity, I would get really depressed.
The worst, Garcia says, was when a caseworker with the Department of Child Safety, or DCS, unknowingly outed him to his mother before he could.
I did not get to tell my mother that I was transgender. My caseworker took that away from me, and it just makes me really mad when I think about it now.
Hi!
Hello.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Jennifer Redman runs this group home for LGBT foster teens where Garcia is staying. The home in Levine, a neighborhood of Phoenix, has been open for nearly a year. Redman wants it to be a place where foster kids can be themselves, something they may not be used to in the system.
A lot of kids won't identify themselves because of either where they're placed or for fear. So it's really finding those kids and identifying them and then bringing them here.
DCS spokesman Doug Nick says agency policies instruct caseworkers to be conscious of a teen's sexual orientation or gender.
We know there's a fair amount, and that number in terms of identification is increasing. So it's an area that we are very aware of and very sensitive to.
DCS started LGBT-specific cultural competency training this year, coordinated by Barb Nasco with the Foster Children Rights Coalition. The goal is to have every DCS employee trained in 3 years and to reach a point where LGBT foster kids are comfortable at all levels of care, whether it's in a group home or adoptive family.
This is a very pervasive issue, and it can't just be fixed in one place. It's got to really address all the professionals as well as foster parents.
The number of LGBT teens in Arizona's DCS care isn't clear. But Megan Arrigo at advocacy group Children's Action Alliance says it's estimated at 10% nationally. And she says it's likely a much higher number.
We may not, as a child welfare agency, be screening adequately or asking the right questions when those youth come into care. So I think there's probably a lot of youth that are flying under the radar.
Arrigo says transgender youth have it tough, too, because of policies that place kids in group homes specific to the sex listed on their birth certificates, rather than the gender they identify with. But she says it can be difficult when caseworkers have to deal with 60 to 80 teens at a time.
Young people want to have a relationship with their caseworker. Those are the folks who are making decisions about where they're going to be placed, who they're going to be living with. So if you don't know your caseworker and they don't know you, it's really hard to find an appropriate placement.
Redman hopes her idea can be a model for other foster homes looking to address LGBT youth needs. For Here and Now, I'm Casey Kuhn in Phoenix.
And since this story was reported, Adrian Garcia has moved out of the group home into his own apartment to be more independent. We wish him well.